Welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. My name's Dave, and if you're just joining us, our guest today is Dr. Ellie Klein, naturopathic doctor and author. And we've been talking about the dangers of low cholesterol and a lot of the side effects and symptoms that are associated with low cholesterol. We're taking medications to these statins to help us to keep our cholesterol down, but then there's if the pendulum swings too far the other way, there's some serious side effects to that as well. So doctor, in the big picture of things, cholesterol is only one element, but there's a lot of other markers that we should be looking for, shouldn't we?
Oh, absolutely. So there's some, I think, markers that are more relevant, that are more telling about one risk for developing cardiovascular disease and having a cardiovascular event like a heart attack or a stroke. So a very simple and commonly examined marker is the high sensitivity C-reactive protein,
C-reactive? Yeah, that's for inflammation, is it?
Yes, it is. It's a marker for inflammation. If someone has other inflammatory conditions, then on one hand, this would not be a great marker, but on the other hand, it's probably an indication that that inflammation could be systemic and could also affect the arteries. But then there are other markers that can be looked at to sort of determine that. So there's a very simple urine test. It's a microalbumin or albumin to creatinine ratio.
Okay.
Fairly common, not that obscure. Generally looked at as a kidney function test, but it is actually also a measure of what's called endothelial function. And endothelium is just another fancy word that means the lining of the arteries. So it tells you how well are the linings of the arteries throughout the body are functioning. And so it's a really, really good indication of whether arteries are prone to changes that could result in plaque. Because diabetes is closely related to development of plaque in the arteries, blood sugar levels are important to look at, and potentially an early marker of diabetes and an indicator of what's called insulin resistance is triglycerides or our triglycerides. And the triglycerides are part of the lipid panel that has cholesterol, that I think are the most important piece of that panel.
Now, there's different triglycerides, though, too, aren't there? I mean, we can have an MCT oil, which is a good triglyceride for fuel.
Yeah.
But there's other and different triglycerides.
Yeah, but when it comes to blood test results, triglycerides as a whole, elevated triglycerides, can potentially be associated with increased risk for cardiovascular disease and diabetes. And ultimately, the best way to determine if someone is at risk is to ask for an imaging test, not an angiogram, which looks at the blood vessels around the heart, and is typically provided at the time of emergency when someone is suspected to have clogged arteries. But a simpler test, a non-invasive test, an ultrasound of the carotid arteries, arteries that run along the both sides of the neck. And if there is plaque in the carotid artery, studies tell us, then there's likely also plaque in the arteries around the heart, the coronary arteries. So that actually helps you visualize, see if there's any plaque in there. So these are some other very important tests, and perhaps also a test for thyroid function, so
yeah,
Making sure that the thyroid is functioning properly.
Now, are these tests that, like, if I went into my GP and I said, okay, you've measured my cholesterol, that's all I ever hear about, can I request those other tests from my doctor, do you think?
Very often, those tests are already done and are already present on the reports that one can get
Okay.
after the test is done. And they're commonly requisition test. So even if they're not on your last on your last test, you can ask them when you go to your doctor next time to get them.
So we're entitled to those.
Oh, absolutely.
And then it's just the interpretation of it, isn't it?
It's an interpretation and an awareness.
Yeah.
What do we put a priority on? And I think that putting our priority on cholesterol only, and then thinking that if it's high, then we're immediately at risk is very inaccurate.
Yeah, and again, it's only one piece of the big picture.
Yeah, yes, it is.
So, Doctor, you've developed a product, and it's called Healthy Heart Plus. Now, this product is extremely comprehensive in its approach to not just cholesterol, but entire cardiovascular health. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So the product contains 23 different ingredients, nutrients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And the presence of these nutrients in the product these ingredients were selected on the basis of determining what are some common causes of cardiovascular disease, of high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and how can we address them with nutrients.
Yeah.
And so in the context of cholesterol, while cholesterol itself isn't necessarily a good indicator for cardiovascular disease or cardiovascular event, potential predictor, there's supposed to be a certain range for what's considered normal. And when cholesterol becomes elevated, it's typically because of changes in its utilization and in its metabolism. So, and some of these micronutrients can restore the balance in its utilization and metabolism. So as an example, one common cause of elevated cholesterol is the inability of the body to convert it efficiently to the steroid hormones that it's supposed to make, progesterone, testosterone, and so on.
And that's one of the major functions of cholesterol is the production of hormones in our body.
Right, right. And it's the thyroid hormone, the active thyroid hormone, T3, along with vitamin A, that act on an enzyme that facilitates the conversion of cholesterol to these steroid hormones. So under conditions of an underactive, under-functioning thyroid or lack of vitamin A, that conversion wouldn't occur efficiently. And so from a nutritional point of view, if it can support thyroid function, the production of thyroid hormones by providing a little bit of iodine and selenium, which are the key ingredients needed to produce adequate thyroid hormone levels, or if we can supplement with a little bit of vitamin A, then we can push that reaction and convert cholesterol to the steroid hormones instead of just interfering with its production, reducing it that way. We're actually improving its utilization and improving our health. So that's one example, and I can provide a couple other examples if you'd like.
Yes, keep going, please.
So one of the other functions of cholesterol is the production of bile, for example.
Yeah.
The bile is needed to emulsify the fat that we eat so we can digest it properly and utilize it properly.
Yep.
And it also plays a role now with finding out in glucose metabolism. And vitamin C or ascorbic acid is needed for the conversion of cholesterol to bile. So again, if we don't have enough vitamin C, if other areas of our body are using vitamin C for other reasons, and we don't have enough, then that conversion wouldn't occur, and we'll end up with more cholesterol and less bile and poor digestion and poor glucose control. And so just by providing a little bit of extra vitamin C, we can facilitate that. And so one of the ingredients in the product is just that, ascorbic acid, vitamin C, which also happens to be an important agent for protecting the arteries and does a few important things for the body.
Yeah.
Now, another major cause of elevated cholesterol is insulin resistance. So under conditions of insulin resistance, the cells aren't sensitive to insulin and aren't able to absorb glucose, which is the primary source of, or at least not efficiently, aren't able to absorb glucose efficiently, and glucose is the primary source of fuel for the cells. So if we can restore insulin sensitivity, the body will not only be able to absorb glucose more efficiently, the cells are now going to be able to absorb lipoprotein particles more efficiently to do what they're supposed to do in terms of making steroid hormones out of it and so on and so forth. And so to improve insulin sensitivity in order to absorb lipoproteins or cholesterol more efficiently, you need certain nutrients such as magnesium and chromium and certain B vitamins. And so that's the idea behind the presence of these nutrients in the product. They help to optimize the absorption of cholesterol into the cells away from the circulation. And so that when a blood test is done for cholesterol, you'll see less cholesterol in the circulation because more of it is going to be in the cells doing what it's supposed to do.
Right, right.
So these are some examples of common causes of elevated cholesterol that can be easily addressed, and the balance can be easily restored with the provision of key vitamins and minerals.
Yeah, and when a person takes a statin, it's very indiscriminate, isn't it? It blocks the production of the cholesterol, but also the CoQ10. And rather than approach it from that direction, what you're suggesting is that we manage it once it's already in the bloodstream as opposed to stopping the production of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Restore the body's ability to utilize it and metabolize it efficiently. So by helping the body make the steroid hormones more efficiently, making bile more efficiently, helping the cells absorb the lipoprotein that contain the cholesterol more efficiently so it can utilize it more efficiently. That's, I think, a better and a safer approach that also improves one's health, as opposed to when you interfere with the production of cholesterol altogether, there can be unwanted consequences to
yeah.
one's health.
Doctor, we're running out of time again. So, any final summary comments, doctors, before we wrap up our show here today? It's been just a great having you here. But any final comments?
Well, you know, if your listeners want to get a better, clear understanding of what it is that we discussed here today, they can perhaps swing by the store and pick up a copy of my book, The Dangers of Low Cholesterol.
Yes.
And they can certainly talk to you and the staff about perhaps incorporating the Healthy Heart Plus into their everyday's life.
Well, as I mentioned at the top of the show, like you were there on the 10th, I think it was, and you talked with a variety of a whole list of different people, and some of them started using it, and they've also given us feedback since then on how much they feel better. So, yeah, it's a great product for sure. And
good to hear that. Thank you.
Yeah, and the and how you're managing the use of it as opposed to stopping the production of it. That's great. So I've been talking with Dr. Ellie Klein, naturopathic doctor and author and formulator of different products. And doctor, thank you for joining us on Insights for Health today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So you've been listening to Insights for Health. Dr. Klein's products, as mentioned, are at The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. Like us on Facebook and visit our website, thehealthyhabit.ca, and we'll keep you informed of any and all upcoming events and special offers, just like I mentioned, the doctor being at the store and answering questions. And so that's thehealthyhabit.ca, where we help you to help yourself one step at a time toward a healthy habit.